Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
My zip code? 06492.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Yeah, David McMahon. Okay, and please, let nobody else get that information. I don't like what's going on here. Who is this, Quality Original Garden Seed?
Well, this is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors.
Okay, this is the number I got. I got two charges from you people, or whoever you're representing. All right?
Well,
I got a charge $67.32, and then I got another charge for $7.95 to my debit card. I'm calling my bank today. I'm reporting you guys as fraud. Okay, if I don't get this return, okay, it's on hold right now, but this is getting, you guys are scamming people.
Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address for me?
Yep. It's 9 McKenna Court, Wallingford, Connecticut, 06492.
Thank you. So I do see here, looks like I never authorized nothing. I'm trying to explain it to you if you give me a chance.
You sure can. You could try to.
Okay, so March 14th, you paid the shipping. It was for $7.95. That was for a tactical bag. And so that was your free gift, so you could sign up for the service and receive the $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. And so that $125 gift card, it costs the membership fee of $67.32. And so that is what that charge was for.
Never agreed to that. You know how this all got started? I got an email something about, okay, that I won something for take a survey for UPS. I did that, and all of a sudden I'm getting all these charges. You understand,
yes,
ma'am?
Yes, sir, and I understand that. But basically, in the terms and conditions,
basically,
when you went
no,
to
there
pay
is
the
no,
shipping,
sir. I'm disputing these charges because I never authorized them.
Okay, and so when you paid the shipping for that,
I'm not paying.
For that tactical bag.
Well, I paid,
in the
okay.
terms and conditions, that
I paid $7. I paid $7.95, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't mean I agreed to all this other stuff.
Right.
I did
yes,
not
sir,
do that. I'm disputing these charges with my bank.
Right, and I understand that. But basically, in the terms and conditions, that is when it
there
stated
no
about 67.
No, I never agreed. I never agreed to. There was no terms and conditions.
But what I can do for you, since I understand that you were not aware of those terms and conditions, it is still a valid charge because you would have to agree in order to be charged. But what I can do as a one-time courtesy is a 50% refund for you.
No, I'm telling you, there is no 50% refund. This is a scam, and I'm not paying it.
Okay.
I'm disputing it with my bank. And you could take it up with them. And if they don't do nothing about it, I'm calling my state attorney.
Okay. Well, I did go ahead and refund you in full. So that should be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days. This also has been canceled. Was there anything else that I could do for you?
Okay. So I'm going to get $67.32, right?
That's
plus,
correct.
Plus I'm going to get $9.97.
You were not charged $9.97. That charge declined.
Okay, well, you know what? All of a sudden, I'm getting these funky things. I check my account every day, twice, three times a day, to make sure scammers like you don't do this. Okay.
And
so I'm disputing the $67.32 with my bank, and I'm disputing the $9.97. The $7.95, I'll let that fly.
Charged,
but nothing else is going.
You were not charged $9.97. That declined, and I just stated that you were refunded in full of the $67.32. So why would it be disputed if you've been refunded?
I'm still calling my bank because until I see it coming off, it's on hold with my bank right now. But I'm still disputing this with my bank. I'm going to tell them to watch out for you people.
Okay, well, the refund can take up to 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could do for you, sir?
Nope.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Don't charge my card anymore.